This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, we could have a discussion now about the outsized role of consumption in our lives this time of year. That said, retail is a key engine of the U.S. economy. Ahead of what one might call the big splurge retailers are hoping for at the end of this week, let's get a status update from Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
As they say, the family that pays together stays together.
I have gone out for Black Friday shopping, mostly because we did it as a family with our son.
Mark Hamrick, traditionalist and senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's entertainment, I think, for a lot of people.
Consumers look set to be more entertained this year than last year. James Bonnecker is an economist with IHS Market.
So we're looking for growth in holiday sales of around 4.6%. That compares to 2.1% last year, and so a significant improvement.
Last year, you might remember, the stock market had fallen 15% in the 3 weeks before Christmas. A government shutdown was looming. It was not a good time, and holiday sales underperformed. This year, things are looking up.
More jobs being created, lower unemployment, and rising wages.
So then, on to the main question, where are the deals? Mark Hamrick again.
Something that many retailers are essentially trying to get rid of, and the result of that is that prices are sharply marked down, is, of course, clothing.
Clothing retailers have struggled this year. The competition's vicious. Clothes should be a good buy. Another good one before December gets going?
Appliances. This is the season for appliances.
Chris Holder is CEO of SMM Holdings, a business model consulting firm.
This is around the time appliances basically get new models. So the older models, which are basically still new, you're going to get a ridiculous deal because they need the room to bring in the brand new upgrade to it.
You're less likely to find deals on furniture. He says there's higher demand this time of year and less desperation among sellers. And if you happen to miss Black Friday or Cyber Monday, don't worry too much. Again, IHS Markets' James Bonnecker.
The holiday period isn't as concentrated as it used to be. And so you're finding deals earlier. You also find them stretching later into 2020.
Shopping is pretty much a year-round holiday at this point. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.